Brooklyn. The population of Brooklyn is about 2.6 million people, which makes it the most populous of New York City's five boroughs. Brooklyn is the second most densely populated county in the United States, right after New York County, Manhattan. Brooklyn is a very popular borough and houses a lot of artists and writers, like Paul Auster, whom we have read stories by in class last year.
Here are a few fun facts about Brooklyn Native by Scottish Canadian writer and actor Gavin Maggins. 1. They call pasta sauce gravy. These are Italians who have been eating nothing but spaghetti their whole life, and they think tomato sauce is meat juice. When you ask them why, they usually say, "I don't know why we call red sauce gravy, but it's always been like that. What the hell is red sauce?" They also call all forms of pasta macaroni, even when they're holding a box of clearly marked pen in their hand. Learning their language can take months, which most of their women find hysterical.
2. They iron their socks. This applies mostly to older Brooklynites, but they all wear a very affordable uniform and maintain it with military precision. White sneakers, white socks, knee-length hem jean shorts, tucked-in white t-shirt, and assorted gold jewelry. None of these things require an iron, but each one gets it, sometimes even the gold jewelry. They don't understand why anyone would stray away from this perfect ensemble, and when you show up wearing anything different, they laugh and say, "Where are you going?" This is an abbreviation of "Where are you going with that ridiculous outfit on?"
3. Everyone's been shot at. No matter how sweet and innocent an old lady in Brooklyn is, she's seen someone get their head blown off, and the bullet went right by her head. When you ask her about it, she sounds like she's talking about someone getting their hair done.
4. Being their friend is like joining the mob. Everyone in Brooklyn has a guy and can get you anything from a three-person stroller to an abortion. It's handy getting whatever you want whenever you want, but that means you had better be available when it's your turn. When making a new Brooklyn friend, he'll usually ask you to do some random favor, and half the time is something he doesn't even need. During Hurricane Sandy, this tight-knit behavior was particularly evident. The locals banded together and selflessly ripped out drywall and hauled garbage for days. Not only didn't they ask outsiders for help, they didn't even want it. Brooklyn isn't a huge borough, it's a tiny town.
The Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge looms majestically over New York City's East River, linking the two boroughs of Manhattan and Brooklyn. It was built in 1883, but the bridge's construction took 14 years, involved 600 workers, and cost more than $320 million. The Brooklyn Bridge is one of the oldest suspension bridges in the US and is today one of New York's most famous edifices. Many of us might know the bridge from movies like Sex and the City, the movie, where Steve and Miranda are reunited between their two apartments. But the history of the Brooklyn Bridge contains a much darker side than the movies reveal. While the bridge was built, the workers worked under extremely difficult conditions. Underwater, the workers in the casing were uncomfortable, while the hot, dense air gave them blinding headaches, itchy skin, bloody noses, and slowed heartbeats. It was still relatively safe. The journey to and from the depths of the East River could be deathly. Down in the casings, the only air to breathe was compressed air. This air made it possible to breathe in the casing and kept the water from seeping in, but it also dissolved a dangerous amount of gas into the workers' bloodstreams. When the workers resurfaced, the dissolved gases in the blood were quickly released. This often caused a constellation of painful symptoms known as casein disease. About 27 men died during the construction of the bridge, but the actual number is still unknown.